So, once upon a time, there was a country of beautiful canyon lands. The land spread out far and wide in every direction, beautiful shades of orange and rust and red. And there were deep gouges cut into the earth by powerful rivers. It was an amazing place, especially in the morning light. And at the edge of this canyon land, there was a ring of mountains. At the edge of one of these gorges, one of these deep gorges, there was a village. And in that village, there was a boy, or a man, or, well, it's hard to say what he was, because he was right at the edge of both. And he was in the middle of a very difficult decision. He was trying to figure out what to do, because he had grown up in this place that he loved deeply. He had good friends in this place, in this village, in this town. He had memories. He loved his family. He felt deeply rooted in this place, and he felt he could build a life there. But then he would look out at that ring of mountains, and they called to him. He thought, what would happen to my life if I adventured past those mountains and discovered something that I don't even know what it is yet? And so sometimes he would think he wanted to stay in the place where he was, where he began, and build a life there. And sometimes he thought he wanted to venture out past those mountains. And he would decide one thing one day, and one thing the next day, and one thing. And sometimes his mind would change every 10 minutes. And it was making him absolutely crazy. And it was making everyone around him absolutely crazy. So one day he decided to go to see his grandmother, who he knew to be very wise. And she said, I've been expecting you. This is what you have to do. Tomorrow morning, wake up early and go and sit at the edge of the gorge. Stay there as long as you need to. And before you leave, you'll have your answer. So he packed a lunch that night, threw it in a backpack, and the next morning, very early, he went out and sat at the edge of the gorge. And he looked down to the river far below, and he looked out at the mountains and back at the village. He looked at one and then the other and then the next, and he still couldn't decide. He stayed there all day into the afternoon, and finally by the afternoon, after he'd eaten his lunch, he got tired and he lay down and he took a nap. And in his nap, he had a dream, a deep dream that woke him, and he woke with the answer. He knew what he had to do. He walked to the edge of the gorge, and he looked down. It was a long drop. And he looked back, and he looked forward, and he closed his eyes, and he took a deep breath, and he stepped out into the open air of the gorge. And he didn't fall. He stepped out, and there underneath him was something unexpected. There was something underneath his foot holding him up. And he took another step and another. There was a kind of bridge forming underneath him as he went. He stepped and stepped and stepped and stepped across until he got to the other side of the gorge. And when he got there, surprised with his heart beating, he looked up and there were so many of the people he knew. There was his grandmother and his older sister, some of his friends, some aunts and uncles, some people he had just known for years. And his grandmother stepped forward and said, "Whether you stay or go, you must step out into the unknown of your life. Whether you stay or go, we will always be your people." So that is our prayer and our blessing for all of you, senior youth especially, that you step into the adventure of your own life and that you remember always that we're here, loving you, watching and waiting with anticipation as the adventure of your own life unfolds. Congratulations, guys.